Hello, I'm Andrew McInerney, Artistic Director of the Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal. It gives me great pleasure to introduce these pre-concert conversations for our 2018 and 2019 season.
Hello, I'm Suzy Leblanc, and I'll have the pleasure of directing the Studio de Musique Ancienne on March 8th, 2019, in a concert called L'Italie Baroque au Féminin.
And hi, I'm Rebecca Bain. I am the director of the women's vocal ensemble, Ensemble Scholastica, here in Montreal. And I'm going to be interviewing Suzy today. So, Suzy, tell me all about this March 8th concert.
Well, it's, of course, International Women's Day, and Andrew McInerney decided that he wanted to honor women and women's music. So we're performing music composed by women, and we're having only women on stage to perform this music.
How great. And what repertoire will you play?
We decided on Italian music because there's a lot of music from the convents of Italy in the 16th and 17th century that is actually not well known now, but is really extraordinarily good music that really spans, and it's music for solo singer, but also for big choir and for instruments and choir. So there's lots of possibilities for SMAM to shine in this music. And the music is extremely rich, and we just thought it was the best thing. So it's basically all religious music from convents in Italy.
Sounds like the perfect repertoire for the March 8th date. So tell me a bit more about it. Like, for instance, why is it not better known? I mean, we know other repertoires from the same period and from Italy, even from other women composers, but specifically monastic women's music is not known.
Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, for instance, some of these nuns have published music during their life that as many books as almost Monteverdi. So they should be more known.
Yes.
And I think it's just that, you know, scholarship has not looked there. I mean, during their lifetime, they were cloistered, but their music was actually published and it's there in the libraries. But it took, I think, some reading and some people finding out, oh my goodness, I wonder what this sounds like. Mm-hmm. And then to realize that it was, you know, very learned music and that they were, during their time, they were admired, they were talked about, they were stars, actually.
And so talk to me a little bit more about the context in which they performed this music. Were they only singing it for themselves or as part of their liturgies, their daily offices and so on? Or were they also actually performing in something like a concert?
They did both. I mean, of course, they did music daily. It says that they actually sang more than they did any other activity during the day.
Including sleeping?
Including sleeping, apparently. So they must have been fantastically good. Anyway, so they did do their liturgical masses and prayers by singing. And they composed their own music, of course. They also sang concerts. And then they usually had the concerts for special feasts, you know, the Assumption or something.
Right.
And then they would bring in instruments much more, you know, big projects. And they might do, actually, they composed Vespers and then they would just play a Vespers.
So they played the instruments as well as singing.
They also played, you know, violins, cornets, sackbuts, keyboards, lutes, harps.
What a rich musical life they had.
Yeah, they had a complete orchestra within the convent. And so when they gave concerts, of course, nobody saw them because they were either behind a grid hidden in another chapel.
Right.
But they often had side chapels so that people could go and hear the concert.
Mm-hmm.
They just wouldn't necessarily see them performing. And many noble people came, of course, all the time to hear them, like every Sunday. But also famous guests who came, you know, rulers of other countries would actually come. And it was an attraction. To go hear the nuns was a special thing to do if you happened to be in one of the cities where there was a convent.
Okay, and they were known as being very good musicians. And were they known for the quality of their voices, for instance?
Yes. Some of them are singled out as being extraordinary. Also extraordinary leaders like Isabella Leonarda and Margherita Cozzolani, wonderful composers. And then they'll mention, you know, particular singers who are very good. And they mention, you know, such and such was a really good bass singer.
Uh-huh.
So it's not because they were nuns that everything is in the soprano range.
Right.
They had people singing tenor and bass. And I would love to hear that sound.
Yeah. Well, is that the kind of sound we're going to hear on March 8th?
We have, I mean, what they also did, because it was very rare to have these women sing so low as a bass part. What they did is they took the bass parts up an octave and then had instruments doubling it at the bass octave. So you have a very colorful octave thing in the bottom. So I think our singers will perhaps sing tenor sometimes, but I don't think I have any basses yet. We'll have to train some basses.
A lot of whiskey drinking.
Yes, maybe.
So in conclusion, just tell us a little bit more about what we're going to hear on March 8th, like who is going to be playing. And as I understand it, it will be only women on stage.
That's correct. Yeah. That's why I'm directing and not Andrew. But it's basically, so the singers from SMAM, all female, and musicians from Montreal who play early music. Okay. And we're going to showcase in the first half about five or six of these wonderful composers in motets and solo and big 8-part pieces as well. Mm-hmm. And then the second half, we're going to sort of do a mini Vespers. So I'm taking some movements from the Vespers of Cozzolani, a wonderful composer. And within, there'll be a few motets by other composers and an instrumental piece. Create a shortened version of some Vespers and end, of course, with Magnificat, because it meant a lot to the nuns. Anything that was for the Virgin Mary was something they loved to compose for and to sing.
So a great showcase for the talented women of Montreal who sing and play early music.
Yes, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And we've had no problem filling all the spots that we needed and the instruments that we needed. We actually have many more, so we could do next time a concert with 30 people on stage.
Perhaps any other day of the year. Why say March 8th for women's programs?
I hope that we'll be setting a precedent on that note, yes.
Great. Look forward to it.
Thank you.